It's Tuesday, March 24th, and welcome to Higher IQ. With oil prices climbing because of the situation in the Middle East, you've probably noticed flights getting more expensive. But fuel costs are only part of the story. The bigger question is one most people never think to ask: how was the price of your flight set in the first place? Before 1978, the federal government set airline ticket prices. The Civil Aeronautics Board controlled routes, schedules, and fares. If an airline wanted to fly a new route or change what it charged, it needed government approval. Airlines competed on service, not price, because price wasn't theirs to set. This is why old photos of flying look like a cocktail party at 30,000 feet. The product was luxurious because it was the only thing airlines could differentiate on. Flying was expensive, reliable, and available mostly to people who could afford it. Then President Jimmy Carter signed the Airline Deregulation Act, and everything changed. Deregulation meant airlines could fly wherever they wanted and charge whatever they wanted. The idea was that competition would drive prices down. And it did, but not in the way anyone expected. What happened instead was an arms race in pricing strategy that fundamentally changed how every business in the world thinks about selling a product with a shelf life. The key figure is Bob Crandall. He joined American Airlines as a financial officer in 1973 and rose to CEO by 1985. Crandall was, by most accounts, the most aggressive executive in aviation. He built the Sabre computer reservation system, which let travel agents book flights electronically for the first time. He created the AidVantage frequent flyer program, the first of its kind, and he pioneered what he named yield management, which he later called the single most important technical development in transportation management since we entered deregulation. The problem Crandall faced was existential. After deregulation, a wave of low-cost carriers flooded the market. The most successful was People Express, founded in 1981 by Don Burr. People Express stripped everything out of the flying experience. No assigned seats, no free meals, no interline baggage. Passengers paid for their tickets on the plane, in cash. A one-way flight from Newark to Buffalo cost $23. By 1985, People Express had grown from 3 planes to over 60 and become the 5th largest airline in America. American couldn't match those prices without losing money on every seat. But Crandall's operations research team, led by Thomas Cook and Barry Smith, realized something crucial. Not every customer on the same flight is worth the same amount. A business traveler booking 2 days before departure will pay almost anything. A family planning a vacation 3 months out is price sensitive and has options. The same physical seat has completely different economic value depending on who's sitting in it and when they bought their ticket. Economists have a term for this: second-degree price discrimination. Crandall just called it yield management. So American built a system, initially called Dynamo, that divided every flight into fare classes, invisible tiers of pricing that opened and closed based on how bookings were progressing relative to a forecast. If a flight was selling slowly, cheaper fare classes stayed open longer. If it was filling fast, the system protected seats for higher-paying customers expected to book later. The algorithm didn't just react to demand, it anticipated it. In January 1985, American launched Ultimate Super Saver fares, matching People Express prices on competitive routes while keeping full fare seats available for business travelers on the same flights. It was a surgical strike. American could offer the same rock-bottom price, but with better service, a real reservation system, and a frequent flyer program. Don Burr later said, "We were a vibrant, profitable company from 1981 to 1985, and then we tipped right over into losing $50 million a month." People Express was dead by 1987, absorbed into Continental Airlines. The weapon that killed it was a pricing algorithm. The system American built generated an estimated $1.4 billion in incremental revenue over 3 years, according to the Informs Edelman Prize Committee that recognized it. Every airline in the world adopted some version of it. Bob Crandall didn't just save American Airlines, he invented the modern airline business model. And it didn't stop at airlines. After a lunch with Crandall in the late 1980s, Bill Marriott tasked his team with building a version of yield management for hotels. The same logic applies. A hotel room that sits empty tonight generates zero revenue tomorrow. You'd rather sell it at a discount than not sell it at all. Car rental companies followed. Cruise lines followed. Today, Uber's surge pricing, Amazon's fluctuating product prices, and the rate your hotel charges for the same room on different nights all descend from the system Crandall's operations research team built in the early 1980s. Which brings us back to what happens when you search for a flight today. A single seat on a domestic flight can change price up to 35 times before departure. American Airlines reprices flights roughly every 4 minutes. The algorithms process around 500 data points per pricing decision, including how fast a flight is booking relative to its forecast, what competitors are charging on the same route, the day of week, time of year, local events near the destination, and increasingly, signals from your own browsing behavior, like how many times you've searched for the same route and what device you're using. The system is built on a concept economists call price discrimination, which sounds worse than it is. It means charging different customers different prices for the same product based on their willingness to pay. A business traveler who books Monday for a Wednesday flight is revealing, through their behavior, that they'll pay a premium. A college student searching 6 months out and checking 3 comparison sites is revealing the opposite. The airline's job is to extract the maximum each customer is willing to spend without losing the sale entirely. The result is that 2 people sitting in the same row, same cabin, on the same flight may have paid prices that differ by $800 or more. Neither of them did anything wrong. The algorithm just read them differently. This is why flight prices feel random, but aren't. The 35 price changes aren't chaos. They're a machine learning system continuously recalculating the optimal price for every remaining seat on every flight across the entire network. The system treats each unsold seat the way a trader treats a perishable asset. Once the plane takes off, an empty seat is worth exactly zero. Every pricing decision before that moment is an attempt to avoid that outcome while maximizing revenue. There are a few things the system can't account for. Fuel is typically an airline's second largest cost after labor. When oil prices spike, as they have over the past few weeks because of the conflict in the Persian Gulf, airlines face a choice: absorb the cost, add fuel surcharges, or let the algorithms build the higher baseline into their pricing models. Most do the third. The price increase doesn't show up as a separate line item on your ticket. It just becomes part of the fare, invisible to the consumer, baked into the math. So when you see flights getting more expensive right now, it's not just the algorithm responding to spring break demand. It's also absorbing a geopolitical shock in real time, repricing every seat on every route to account for fuel that costs more today than it did a month ago. So the next time you search for a flight and the price is different than it was an hour ago, that's not a glitch. It's a 40-year-old invention doing exactly what it was designed to do: sell the right seat to the right person at the right price. The system was built to kill a discount airline in the 1980s. It worked, and now it prices every flight you'll ever book. So if this comes up in conversation, here's how to think about it. Every airline ticket is priced by a descendant of a system. American Airlines, built in the 1980s to compete with a $23 airline that no longer exists. The algorithm divides every flight into invisible fare classes, opens and closes them based on demand forecasts, and reprices seats as often as every 4 minutes. The same seat on the same flight can cost $300 or $1,200 depending on when you book, how fast the flight is filling, and what the system infers about your willingness to pay. It's not random. It's the most sophisticated pricing engine ever built, and it was invented by a guy who thought deregulation was a terrible idea. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.